Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, there were plans. There were plans to bring a reconstructed version of the Baal Temple on Times Square in New York City. My understanding is that since some time here, it's been canceled. Don't know exactly the reason why, but you got to understand that on the particular day that they were trying to bring this reconstruction of Baal Temple to New York City as a gateway, an arch. Think about this. What could come spiritually through this gateway? Reportedly, is during the month of April, April the 19th. This time period is called the Feast of Moloch, where they did all kind of blood sacrifices. And if you look throughout our history of recent years, a lot of our tragedies, Columbine, different Virginia Tech shooting, the Boston Marathon explosion, a couple other events all happened during this time period. I want you to listen to the Dean of Divinity at Regents University, Becker, as he begins to talk about this Baal worship. What exactly is Baal and worship and the tragedy of what happened, you know, during the Old Testament and what's actually happening right now? I mean, this worship is still going on.
Oh, yeah.
Watch this.
And joining us now with more on this controversy is Dr. Corné Becker. He's the Dean of the School of Divinity at Regent University. Welcome, Dr. Becker.
It's good to be here, Mark.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. We know the Old Testament records Baal worship. What are some of the more well-known references?
Right. The word Baal is actually a name for a number of Canaanite deities that folks worshiped during that time. And throughout Scripture, the moment that the Israelites come into the Promised Land, the Scriptures consistently record the fact that God said, do not worship these deities. Probably the best known version is what we find in 1 Kings 18, in that marvelous section where, of course, Elijah, and then a little bit later on in that same book, confronts the prophets of Baal.
That's right. Describe that situation a little bit more for us.
Right. So it was a time period where Israel left the worship of Yahweh and started to worship this group of Canaanite deities. The word Baal literally means owner or Lord. And the question was, who was really in charge of the destiny of Israel? And Elijah at that point in time stands up as a national prophet, and he confronts the nation and say, this day you will choose. Who will you worship? Yahweh, the God of Israel, the true God, or this group of deities?
Okay. Well, what was involved in Baal worship? Tell us more about their practices.
Right. This group of deities were always connected with the idea of fertility, and it was extraordinarily gruesome in their practices. And one of the things, for instance, that they would do whenever there was indeed a concern about their future prosperity, the ability to feed themselves, they would sometimes take their firstborn children, and in the worship of Baal, they would go forth and burn these children alive. And while these children were screaming in agony, these folks would engage in all kinds of sexual perverse acts during this time of worship. Just extraordinary.
Yeah, absolutely horrible. Well, how did God view Baal worship, and why was it so egregious?
Well, again, it goes back to this original meaning of the name Baal or Baal, owner. The question is, who's in charge? And God consistently prohibited the Israelites from engaging with people that indeed worship Baal or to involve themselves in this kind of worship.
Okay. Well, do you think there are any elements of Baal worship in our society today?
Yes, of course there is. Mm-hmm. Think about it just for a moment. When we sacrifice our unborn children in order to secure maybe financial prosperity or to be free or to have a better life. I think the number now in the United States is that since Roe versus Wade, more than 60 million children have been slaughtered. This is very much akin to what happened in Baal worship, at least in my mind.
Wow, wow. Well, in June, a temple of Baal is going to be recreated in Times Square.
Right.
New York, is that something to be concerned about? I mean, it concerns me.
I think it's something that we have to be extraordinarily concerned about. And again, this is a reconstruction of a temple from Palmyra in Syria that ISIS recently destroyed. And we have to stop for a moment and ask the question, why in the world would we honor such a gruesome practice?
That's true. So what is behind this? What's the reasoning behind constructing that temple in Times Square?
I think there are two things going on. I think there might be a larger sinister plan, but I think maybe perhaps this is a materialist reading of the world where people simply say this is culture, there's nothing sinister behind it, there is no God and there are no evil forces. But I think as Christians, we have to stop for a moment and recognize once again what it is indeed that we are celebrating, that we say is important.
To me, I would think that the people behind this, building this temple, should be in fear of the judgment of God. Would you agree?
I think all of us in America need to be, maybe even around the world, just stop for a moment and ask the question whether God is indeed God. How in the world could God not judge us when we stand by in the slaughtering of innocent children, people in the womb? We are defined in a culture by how we treat the weakest. And who is the weakest among us? Those in the womb today. And I do believe that we have to stand for a moment and ask that deep question. Yes?
Wow, wow. Well, what message does this send, would you say? You talked a little bit about that. Elaborate more, this construction of a temple there in Times Square.
I think there are a number of things that we are saying. First and foremostly, I think that we are saying that certainly this practice was okay and it certainly was right. We also have to remember that Times Square is a contested space, right? It's a space where so much is going on, and for the most part, Christianity has been kept out of that space. And here we erect this temple in honor of a religion that has died out precisely because it was so gruesome, precisely because of everything that it stood for. And we are once again honoring this. And what we are saying indeed is that there is no God and that he is not interested.
Wow. Wow. Well, how should Christians respond, Dr. Becker?
I think there are a number of things that we need to do. I think first and foremost, we need to pray. We have to stop for a moment and ask for God's mercy. Secondly, I think we have to start to speak out against it. You know, you think about just again, New York City as a city that has experienced so much in recent years. Should this not be a time period that we should stand and be praying for the mercy of God and for the protection of the Lord?
Right. I'm reminded of Nineveh, you know, when God spared Nineveh after Jonah went to them and issued a warning. You know, we can pray and ask for God's mercy, and he can definitely, if he chooses, show mercy in this situation too as well, and this can be stopped.
I believe it can still be stopped, and I think if many Christians would stand up and start to use the voice that God has given to them, this can't be stopped in time.
Okay. Dr. Corne Becker of Regent University, thanks so much for your time and insights.
Thank you, Mark.
Continue to pray for mercy. My understanding that this actually has stopped, but you don't know. People can try to bring it back. Mm. And so we want to make sure that we're praying for mercy, not only for our nation, but for New York City. In fact, you know, Times Square Church, a church that was founded by David Wilkerson, is still a beacon of light in Times Square. I've been there a couple of times myself, and pray that God will continue to move powerfully in New York and that it is not a spiritual Babylon, but that God can turn. And there's a lot of believers, actually, in New York and Jersey area that love God and pray that a great ingathering of souls happens right there, that with the enemy meant for evil, that God will use for good. It would be an awakening and of consciousness and an awakening towards God, a God consciousness rather, saying, listen, we need God.
That's right.
Wow, what an amazing time together. We're already coming to the end, the close of our program, but we want to take this time to pray for you. We always encourage and ask you to please pray for us. We need your prayers. But together, we're coming together for such a time as this. Steve, would you close us out?
Yes. Oh, Father God, we just recognize, Lord, the intricate moments that you're doing right now, God, from the West Coast to the East Coast. God, we thank you, Lord, for just, God, right now, just the outpouring of humility and people that are crying out to you, Lord. We ask you, God, that you would hear our cries, you would hear our humility, and that you would receive our repentance, and you would respond, God, with your presence, God. And we ask you, Lord, that you would just even just continue to move on those leaders that are responding and understand the fact that it's not by might, it's not by power, but by your spirit, Lord. And we ask you even now, Lord, that you would intercede and that you would confirm and stop any possibility of a production or a construction of this Baal worship. And we just repent for it now of every Baal worship that is done in all of our nation. God, forgive us, Lord, for the innocent bloodshed, God. Pour out a third great awakening, God. Forgive us our sins. Forgive us, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, that you would do a mighty work right now in America, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.